remind you of anybody, Martin?
Bradford. Ah, man, you know what? I can't say who reminds me of, but the guys right now, he's really poised for a young guy. Once again, we're not gonna sit here and just put him on the throne or anything, but we're gonna go out there and do our job and rush him and throw some things at him and hopefully make him play like a rookie.
Pretty remarkable though, he's able to go what 170 throws without an interception. Seems to really understand the offense and understand what defenses are trying to do to him.
And once again, the guy he understands the offense, he understands what the coaches are telling him, and so they do a great job of making the play call to keep him where he's not making mistakes. And once again, Steven Jackson, I mean he's a big tool back there. He can run the ball 30 or 40 times a game, so when you have that type of running back, it makes it easy for a rookie quarterback to progress.
So Jackson's a pretty nice security blanket for Bradford.
Absolutely, a very nice security blanket. So once again, Coach, they've done a great job with Sam and bringing him along, and hopefully a lot of that will change this weekend, and we can disrupt him quite a bit.
Mario, the rookie is easy to rattle, or is he a guy you think you can rattle maybe early on, get him a couple of times, throw him off his game?
There's very few guys, I think, in the league at quarterback that I think you can't rattle. So we definitely think we can rattle him. That's our plan each and every week, to go in and try to see who the second-string quarterback is. And so our plan is no different this week. We want to go in there and have some fun and get after him.
Mindset coming back to work after a disappointing game in San Diego?
Right now, just getting the soreness out and understanding the game plan against St. Louis, and understanding that we still have some season left, and we all understand that the walls are caving in, so the only thing that does is brings us closer together and understand what we have to do as a team.
You understand that, though, the frustration fans have, you know, the disappointment fans have?
We love them. We love the fans, but right now we got to pull together in this locker room and understand what we have at hand, and if we do that, then there'll be no more frustration from the fan.
What about Thanksgiving? Your thoughts on that? Has it always been one of your favorite holidays?
Always been a great holiday, man. You know, I'm enjoying family and friends. I'll be over some teammates' house and enjoying, and we'll be very thankful that we have the opportunity to go out and be with family and friends and go out and play the Rams this weekend.
Is there a right way to bring along a quarterback? Make the guy right play right away, or like Tim, just ease him in?
It's all about preference, all about what state the franchise is in. If they need him right now, then you bring him in, and you know, you hope that he doesn't go through many bumps and bruises. Or if you have a situation where you have a quarterback that's doing great for you, you bring a rookie quarterback along. So it all depends on the situation.
Their offense have a lot of speed. Is that safe to say?
They have a lot of guys that do things well. They have a lot of receivers. They have some young receivers, some guys that, and no disrespect to anyone, some people may not have heard of, but these guys are making plays any and every way they can. And you give the ball to Steven Jackson, you just let him run. And he does a good job of it. And so the Rams are one of those teams that you may not know a lot about, but they're very dangerous.
So the record maybe doesn't indicate the talent that they have.
Well, they played a lot of close games. There's only two games they've been out of, and so they played a lot of close games. So if that's any indication of what they're becoming or what kind of team they are, then you know, I think Rams fans have a lot to look forward to.
After having kind of an extra day to prepare these last two games, this is a shorter week. How's that change how you go through this week?
It doesn't change anything. We have to. We still watch the same amount of film. The only thing is, the body recovery time is a little different from a Monday night and coming in and practicing on a Wednesday. But we'll be ready. I mean, it's football. We knew the job was like this when we took it, and nobody's gonna complain. We're just gonna go out and play.
Mario, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for family life and the opportunity to be in this locker room and the opportunity to go out there and display my talents on Sunday.